Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and we are doing devotion. Oh, my goodness. It has been an absolutely wonderful devotion. I love to see us getting to a point where we're not as focused on the food and we're not as focused on the restriction, but we're really seeing more of the opportunity. What is this opportunity presenting for us? And so I'm glad to see that we're getting to the point where we can really see and be thankful in the opportunity, whether the opportunity is to, you know, spend more time with the family, opportunity of saving some money, not eating out as much, the opportunity in enjoying our bodies a little bit more as they get better focused and everything like that. So I'm glad we're getting to the point where we can start to see the benefit of the fast, not just the restrictions. And I can tell you, it may take 2 or 3 fasts to get there, okay? It may take 2 or 3 fasts on different levels to start to really appreciate yourself in this process. You'll begin to see, hey, I can control this where I didn't think I could. I can control that. You know, I can really spend more time in my prayers. I can spend more time banding your capacity and flexing that spiritual muscle a little bit more. You know, of course, that's why we do anything, but that's especially why we do this. We are preparing and making an intentional sacrifice for God in hopes that is, one, pleasing and accepted, and then, two, it's teaching us some lessons. Anytime God spends time and energy, if he spends angels, if he spends anything, there's got to be a high-level purpose for it. So anything that we do in the name of God should reflect a high-level purpose. So today's concept that we got to think about, that we're journaling on, that we're meditating on, God is spiritual purpose. Out of all of the questions that I get asked about, that's probably top 3. No matter who I'm speaking to, no matter the age, you know, no matter if it's in workshop or in readings, this is one of the most popular questions. What is my spiritual purpose? What is my spiritual gift? And I wanted to spend some time thinking about that and beginning to answer that question, because it will weigh on you. You know, it's something that you need to know for yourself. And so in true Mama Khadijah form, I'm going to I just had jotted down some quick notes. Because I was like, how do we get this? How do we know this? Thing you have to do, know, understand. First thing you have to do is know God. K-N-O-W, know God. And this is so important, because a lot of us will know about God. We'll have an understanding where, you know, we've read this book or that book, or, you know, back in the day, they go to church and they have testimony. And people would come and share their personal experience with God. And all of that is absolutely wonderful. But in order for you to know your spiritual purpose and to begin to walk in it, you must know God for yourself, not your mother's God. Now, it really should be the same, but because we all have a different relationship with God, and we all will, it's important that we be willing to look at some things for ourselves. We have to have these relationships for ourselves. So the first thing in understanding, to knowing, to walking in your spiritual purpose, you have to know God. That takes time. If you've ever been in a relationship with someone, friendship, whatever, and, you know, the first month, 3 months, you meet them, you talk to them, and they're like the greatest thing in the world, and, oh, it's just so wonderful, and blah, 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 and then they do something you may not have been expecting. And you're like, well, wait a minute. I didn't know you did that. Well, you don't know. You knew. I just met you. You know, 3 months isn't even enough time for me to explain all the things that I do. So think about the time that you spend getting to know someone. This is male or female. This is just, you know, this could be a friendship. It doesn't even have to be. We're not even talking about marriage. We're not even talking about the depth of that. We're talking about, hey, you want to hang out? Want to go to the movies? What do? We talk on the phone a little bit. Let's say you talk on the phone a lot. Let's say you talk for an hour. And, you know, my question is, do you talk to God that long? Hour on the phone, kicking it, teeing, chopping it up, laughing about the Matrix, whatever we're doing. Do you give God that equal time? Like, are you in prayer that long? Are you actively engaging God for that long? Are you reading, like, the holy books and scriptures and blueprints that are left? I mean, sometimes I have a difficult time getting people to study for an hour a week. But I know you chop it up with Susu, and then we get into our gossip with Layla, and then we're doing this and doing that. We're doing all these other things, and they'll have time, and we're building bonds and everything else like that, because that's what you do when you're spending time with people, when you're calling people, when you're interacting in their space. You're building a bond with them. You're beginning to know them. You're going to be able to begin to predict their behavior, right? Well, the same thing happens with God if we give God the time, which a lot of times we don't. So the first thing you have to do is know God. That's the first thing. And understanding your spiritual purpose. The next thing you have to do is, and this is trippy, second thing you need to do is know yourself. And so as I'm getting my downloads, I'm doing my meditation, I am gathering information, and when know yourself came up, I was like, don't we already know ourselves? And the Spirit had to break it down to me. Not who you think you are, but who you really are. Okay? You have to know yourself, not who you could be. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, I believe I could be a great attorney. I mean, a great attorney. I would be able to learn the juris doctors, blah, blah, blah. I'd be able to find all the precedents and I would be able to argue and find all the loopholes. And I believe I would be an excellent attorney. But guess what? That's not who I am. So who I could be, I could be, and I discovered this, when we do retreat, I love the cooking. I do. I get up there. I spend an entire day ahead of everybody else. Just cooking, singing, smudging the house. I mean, I'm really in a state of joy in the middle of all of that. And so I could be a chef or planner, or there's so many things I could be, but really in my essence, who I am, you know, that's a different kind of question. And I think that's something that each person needs to answer for themselves. Who are you? And then Blasting Spirit said to me, and this was this morning, was when it comes to knowing yourself, not who your mom wanted you to be, okay? When we were born, our parents looked at us and they initially made plans for us. They knew in their heart of hearts what they wanted us to do, what we could do, the prayers that were put in place for our learning, our benefit, for our strength, and all of that. I am so thankful that they did. But when it comes to understanding and knowing my spiritual purpose, I have to know me on an intimate level, not their hopes and dreams. Who am I? Who am I all day, every day? So number one, we have to know God. Number two, we have to know ourselves. All right, number three, and I'm telling you, this is real. This is, everyone wants to know their spiritual purpose, but when it comes to answering these questions, when it comes to understanding these points, we kind of fall short. Number three, must. Underline your must. Underline, M-U-S-T, must. Trust God. Now, trusting God is one of those touchy subjects, because I think everyone has one place, at least, where they find it difficult to trust God. God, I love you. I will let you into my life, into my house, but not into my bedroom, God. I got to hold that for myself. Wrong. Wrong thinking. Because anywhere that you do not have God, you have the other. You have negativity, you have confusion, you have strife. God must be everywhere in your life, and he must have full control, not what you feel comfortable in giving. You must trust God with all your might. It doesn't say a little bit. It doesn't say, oh, if you don't have a reference for what's going on. It doesn't say any of those. It says, trust in the Lord with all your might. All means everything. Holding back from God. How many people can say, I 100% trust God in 100% of my life, in my life, my children's life, my spouse's life, my family's life, I trust God just to do whatever God needs to do, period. Very few of us are going to come up 100 on 100. But in order to get your spiritual purpose, you must trust God. Because all these missions that God has to do are not always the good, cute, comfortable missions. Some of these missions are across the border. They're meaning you're not going to want to do that. Some of these missions are hard. So that level of trust that you have for God, you got to know that God got you, period, point blank. And not many people know that. So when you're thinking about spiritual purpose, when you think about, get that trust level high. Make sure that you know God and that you trust his word, and trust him in your life. Okay? And until you get to that 100 or 100, you don't really know your spiritual purpose. You don't know. You can have an idea. You can say, oh, it's in the helping field, or it's in the healing department. And you may have a really good understanding, but until you begin to trust God on a cellular level, you don't really know. One, know God. Two, know yourself. Three, must trust God. Four, must have fear in check. Now, notice I didn't say fear gone. Because when I'm writing this, I'm like, fear in check. Why don't we just eliminate fear? And Spirit's like, well, we can't. Can't eliminate it. It's natural. But you have to have it in check enough, because anything that you do out of fear is the wrong thing. So you must be able to trust God and not fear. You must have to know yourself and not fear if I'm going to be good enough, if I'm going to be able to handle this, is God going to see it? Are my neighbors going to be looking at me funny? But look, I know why that fear must be in check, okay? And last thing, you must believe in the mission, okay? And I was like, okay, we have trust. Do we have to have belief too? I always hear people say, trust and believe, trust and believe. And I'm sitting here like, aren't they the same thing? They're not. They're not. I lost 20 minutes to this argument this morning. Believe and trust are not the same things, because believe actually means accept. So trust, you have a belief in someone or something. When you believe, you accept it. So I trust that the weatherman has done his job when he tells me, hey, it's going to rain today. But that doesn't mean I believe it. Not at all. He may have done his job, but he may not have done it to the way I would have done it. And he may not have done it to the point where I want to walk around with an umbrella all day. I haven't accepted it. But when you accept it, that means you know it's going to rain, period. Whether it's now or later, it's going to rain. And you believe it and you accept it, and that means you should move differently when you accept something, when you believe something. So if I believe that it's going to rain today, I'm going to walk around with my umbrella. If I believe it's going to rain today, I may have my extra set of flip-flops in the car because I don't want this to get wet. I may have on some casual clothes. I may not wear the bell-bottom jeans in the rain so everything can get wet. I may not do that. See, when you believe, you move differently. You accepted it. When you get to your spiritual purpose, the acceptance is there. And I can tell you in many cultures, this is what it's called. This is what belief is called. This is what acceptance is called. It's called amen. Amen. I mean, I say, it is the acknowledging of God's word and the acceptance of it in your life, in your role, in this moment. I'm going to give my acknowledgement and give God this praise, and I'm going to sign my name in agreement with, and I'm going to say I believe these words to be true, and here it is. Amen. This is what you got to know your spiritual purpose. Know God. Know yourself. Trust God. Your fear in check. And you must believe in the mission. This has been profound for me this morning. I love doing the morning programs. I really, really do. It's just a, hey, snippet, shout out. Let me tell you about, let me get you ready for this fast day. You know, the sun's coming up a little earlier. The sun's setting a little later. You know, let's make plans on that. You know, this is what we're working on. And this, for me, this morning has been profound. For me, and because I have to speak about myself, you know, I believe in transparency. And I'm like, okay, I really do believe I got number one down. I really do believe as if I have intimate relationship with God. I think I got that. Know yourself. I think I got about 85%, which is high, but it's not 100. I think I know myself. And guess what? I'm 51. A lot of my knowledge of self probably has happened in the last 15 years. So if you 35 and clueless, you're in good company, okay? You're right on track because it takes a minute to really know yourself. It takes a minute to know your character. And you would think, hey, I made the character. Why wouldn't I know it? You wouldn't know it because sometimes you don't know things until you're actually put in that position to know it. So my working on knowing myself, I got a little bit more to go. All right, must trust God. I got that. I got that. Trust God. I really feel as if I am in accord with God's will. Now, this is where everybody's problem is. What happens when you're not in accord? What happens when you just totally disagree with that? And everyone has places and spaces where they're like, God, that, you know, I wouldn't have made that move. I'm not God, but I know I wouldn't have made that move. I wouldn't have done that. And so as you begin to trust God, you're going to learn to trust God past your own opinions. You know, we're vessels. Every vessel has a beginning and an end. So we don't have to be and know and feel everything. Our opinions don't have to perfectly line up for God. We just have to trust that when we see God moving, that we are going to what? Accept and believe that that's for the greater good. In that, get your vessel ready. So when we're getting our vessels ready and we're saying, hey, I'm ready for God to use me, we're saying without opinion, I'm ready for God to use me. Not, God, please use me over here. God's like, yeah, but that's not the purpose I have for you. So we have to be very cautious about trying to dictate to God how we want him to move in our life. Okay. Fear, yeah, I think I got the fear in check. God has pulled me out of some real situations, and so I don't worry. I believe he's done it once, and I believe he'll do it again, so I don't fear real strong. And then the last one is believe. Boy, let me tell you about belief. Learning to accept. For some people, not only will it be a lifetime, it might take two. It might take two. So let's work on this so we can get closer to where God needs us to be. So I want to share this prayer. This is the parable of the lost son. This, when I read this, it was very, very monumental to me. It was monumental to me because there are a number of roles and lessons being taught right here, right now. And it's always important to understand your role so you can do what you need to do. Sometimes we get over-involved in other people's business and other people's roles, and we question, God, why is this? And God is like, man, I have some very important work for you to do, but you way over here in this person's business. So we have to really begin to understand and work on our own standings, our own purpose, our own everything, so that we can be stronger vessels. You know, how strong is this vessel going to be if it's trying to stretch from South Carolina to California? We need, you know, God may say, look, you've stretched yourself thin. Isn't that what people say? No, bring that vessel in so it can be strong and really endure. I don't need a vessel that big. I need a vessel strong. So what does it take for you to get strong? And so don't spend some time with this week, at least today. This is a great subject for a Sunday when we may have more, so that we can really begin to understand, hey, do I know my spiritual purpose? You know, am I ready to move in it? And if not, what is holding me back? What's holding me back? And I can tell you the answer to that last one. You are holding you back. So let's move past that, okay? Ending with prayer. Ending in prayer. Father, Mother, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your positivity. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your energy. We thank you for the blessings we have received and the blessings that are to come. God, we thank you. Thank you for all that you do, all that you trust us with. God, we trust, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for little sneezes. God, we thank you for everything that you are bringing our way. May you continue to trust us with your blessings. May you continue to build with us as we're going forward in our life. God, I ask that each person on the line and moving forward get access to their spiritual purpose. Let them live a life full of mission, love, acceptance, belief, trust. Let them be and grow to be all that they are. Praying for the children in our group. May they get their spiritual purpose early so that we can help to build them on their way. We can fortify them in the work that you have had for them, and give them the tools that they need. God, we thank you for this day and tomorrow. We thank you for the challenges as well as the rewards. Amen.